It is time to bring in Mike Cossey in Czech Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Morning.
How was your weekend? Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. Now, my weekend was terrific. It was so-so up until about 3 o'clock on, no, about 2 o'clock on Sunday. And at 2 o'clock on Sunday, I found out that my daughter and her boyfriend got engaged, and they'll be getting married in about a year.
Good for them.
So that took the rest of the lousy day that was developing sports-wise and made it, who cares? Because that was really good news. That was nice to hear. So anyway, so now we can get on to sports. First, let's get rid of the NFL right away. A lot of bad teams in the NFL this year. A lot. And leading the way are the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Jets. But, it's all I can say is Dallas will probably go undefeated in the NFC East. New England will probably go undefeated in their division. And I don't know, Mike. So how do we do pick-wise?
I had three winners. I had New England, Baltimore, and Houston, and you went 2-1. You had New England, Dallas, and Minnesota. So you stand at 5-5, and I'm 9-1.
All right. It didn't take long for New England to get Mr. Antonio Brown into the act.
He scored a touchdown yesterday, but the game started off slow for New England. It's just Miami's awful. Oh. They are the worst team in football.
Oh, it's in several years.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've only scored 3 points in two games, and I think they gave up over 90 already.
Pretty amazing. All right.
So they're shot.
Yeah.
Speaking of shot, the Saints could be shot if Drew Brees' hand injury is severe.
He had
to leave yesterday, and the Saints can't rebound with Teddy Bridgewater in Los Angeles. They got beat 27-9. Roethlisberger got hurt, said he hurt his elbow. But the Steelers gave up 28 points and almost 500 yards in offense. So Roethlisberger or not, the Steelers are in trouble. It's a matter of time until that coach, in my opinion, should be fired because the Steelers have been underachieving for years. The place is full of turmoil, and it starts at the top, and he's the coach, and he should have been fired last year, in my opinion, and he should be fired shortly now with the Steelers starting 0-2.
Now, there was one bright spot to the whole NFL weekend, and that was the wacky ending to the Chicago-Denver game.
Didn't see it.
With about 21 seconds left in the game, Chicago scored to go ahead, okay?
That's what happens with all these games in the fourth quarter. It turns into computer football.
So there was like 21 seconds to go. Denver scored to go ahead at home, okay? 21 seconds, something like that to go. Chicago goes down the field and with no time left, kicks a field goal to win it 16-14.
That happened in last night's game, too, with the Eagles and the Falcons. The Falcons scored to go ahead. The Eagles came back to go ahead, and then the Falcons came back to win the game. So the NFL's getting like the NBA. Just watch the last 5 minutes. That's all you got to see.
All right, so there we go.
Because if your game's not a blowout by then it'll be competitive.
Now, who's playing tonight?
The Browns and just end the season.
The Browns and no, the Giants aren't playing tonight.
No, the Jets.
Just end the season. Okay. And where's the game being played?
In the ghetto lands.
You know what? I won't let my bitterness get in the way or my dislike of a player get in the way. I'll have to pick the Browns on this one.
Well, that's a no-brainer. You can't take the Jets.
Yeah.
I have Cleveland, too.
All right. Now, I'm going to leave the rest up to you because, like I said, I was just more concerned about my daughter.
Well, I don't know what Aaron Boone is doing, but what he's doing is not right.
Well,
they lost two games to the Blue Jays this weekend. You see a bunch of guys pitching that you've never heard of before.
And familiar.
There's 2 weeks left in the season.
Who's the guy?
I don't know what he's doing.
Who's the guy that gave up the former Met reliever that gave up the home run yesterday for them?
I don't know. The last guy that gave up runs was Cortez.
No.
I don't know if he played for the Mets or not.
No. A guy gave up a 3-run home run that made all the difference in the game.
That guy that gave up the 3-run home run, I think was Cortez. Because only two guys gave up home runs for the Yankees yesterday, Montgomery and Cortez.
Huh. I thought they were told. Who's that guy they got that's coming back that's meant to join them? He pitched a little.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of an inning yesterday, and Severino, I don't know where he is. If he's in the minors or he got called there, I don't know where he is.
All right, so then I thought it was what's all right. So yeah, so no, you're right. He's trying out all these pitchers and he's doing everything like that, and he's throwing away his chance to get best record. So you're right, absolutely crazy, absolutely.
And if you look at their lineup, they're not producing a lot either. I mean, 1-for-5 for LeMahieu, 1-for-3 for Judge, 1-for-4 for De Gregorius, 0-for-4 for Torres. I mean,
yeah, but
those
LeMahieu
are the guys that he should be sitting, not the pitchers.
Yeah, it's just yeah. No, you're right though. It's very confounding as to why he's doing.
I don't know. I have no idea what he's doing. And like you mentioned, the Astros, they just keep on winning, so they're flat-footed, tied with the Yankees for the best record in the American League. And if you look at run differential, the Yankees scored more runs, but the run differential is in Houston's favor at a +67. Meaning that they don't give up as many runs as the Yankees. That's going to be their downfall, the pitching. And instead of, I don't know what he's doing, like I said about 5 times already, I don't know if he's out there having open tryouts to see who can help him or what, but the game plan I thought the Yankees had in mind was pray that Severino can pitch, and maybe with the injury he'll drop the butterflies that he constantly has in the postseason. And keep your fingers crossed, because that's the only hope they got. None of these kids from the minor leagues are going to be able to beat the Twins or the A's or the Astros. So he needs to solidify this bullpen, get his start as 5-6 innings, and then do what he wants. But he's not doing that. So I have no idea what he's doing.
All right. Anything? How'd our racing do this week?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. Go on.
The Mets got blown out Friday night. They won a big game Saturday night. And then yesterday they had this game, and they threw it away when they went to the bullpen again. I just don't know when the light's going to go on for these guys. Saturday night, both Riehu and stellar ball games. They only went 7 innings apiece. In the bottom of the 8th inning, the Dodgers went to their pen. The Mets scored 3 runs, and that's how the Dodgers lost that game. Last night, Wheeler's pitching a tremendous game. They go to Wilson, who, in one at bat, had a spike caught and balked, put a guy go from first to second, and then 2 pitches later, threw a wild pitch that missed the plate by about 30 feet, and then the run wound up scoring. These guys are major league pitchers? I don't get it. And then Lugo, who pitched Saturday night, they brought him in again last night, and apparently these guys are in no kind of shape to pitch 2 days in a row. He gave up 2 hits and a run in the 9th inning, and the Mets lose the game 3-2. Wheeler threw 97 pitches. Let the guy pitch. I don't understand. This is it. You have to win. The Mets bullpen is garbage. You have to extend your starters to try to make the postseason, if you can get past the Cubs or the Brewers, who are playing real hot, by the way. These guys got all winter to rest. Now is the time you need to pitch them. What are these people doing? I don't understand it. The Mets' strength is their starting rotation. These guys need to go 8-9 innings, especially when they're in games winning and they're getting people out. You know, when you go to the bullpen, it's like Armageddon's going to break loose. You just don't know when. But the Mets continue to do this, and it's a recipe for disaster.
All right. Now, quickly, racing.
We did all right. I mean, we had 1 win or something. I don't really pay attention to my picks this weekend because I was so punch drunk with winners from Friday. I made 11 bets Friday, and I hit 10 of them. So my bank book is very fat.
10 out of 11.
10 out of 11 between Churchill Downs and Belmont, and an $18 ticket, I hit a $2,400 pick 3.
Well, congratulations.
Yep. And up at Epple Woodbine, I know the Woodbine Mile, our horse was in contention, and then a 44-1 shot came up the rail to beat us.
Yeah.
Well, 44-1.
Well, congratulations to the people that bet on that horse, but other than that, ugh.
Yeah, that was exactly right. At that point, I went, ugh, I'm going home.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.